Torbay's only truly local radio station.
107.9 Riviera FM.
Stranglers and Skin Deep on Riviera FM. It's Good Morning South Devon nudging into the afternoon. One more hour up to 1pm. David Hammond for this Thursday morning. It's going to be a sunny rest of the day out there and a lovely sunny weekend coming up. Pleased to say I've been joined in the studio now by Ben and Vicky from the Brunel School in Paignton. You were going to come in last week, but something came up last minute, but you've made it in this week. Great to have you here. Welcome along, and just tell us really why you're here and tell us all about Brunel School.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having us in. So I'm Vicky Alden. I am the head teacher at Brunel School, have been so since April, and I'm joined here by...
I'm Ben. I'm the admin manager, so I do everything behind the scenes from sort of business management and health and safety perspective, IT, exams coordination, lots of stuff behind the scenes.
So the reason we've dropped in today is because we've just gone through a kind of wonderful transition into a new trust. They're called the Special Partnership Trust, and as the name suggests, they are a trust who specialise in special educational needs, so have a really good understanding of the students that we're working with. Brunel School are a school that specialise in social, emotional, mental health. You may have heard the term SEMH. So all our students have social, emotional, mental health, learning needs and emotional support needs. So that is really our area of expertise. It's an opportunity for us to share the work that we're doing with our young people. And to gain a little bit more understanding of what it means to be a social, emotional, mental health student. I think another reason for being here this morning is because Brunel School is quite well known within the local community. We're trying to shift the narrative, if you like, away from being the school that has, and I'll inverted commas this, but have naughty children. We're not a school for naughty children. We have a very specific role in the community, and that is to really address those needs. Our students have really struggled in mainstream schools, have difficulty accessing the curriculum. We know that if they're provided with the right support, we can really achieve great outcomes with our students. We can give them life skills. We can give them the skills they need to have a positive future. And that's the focus of our work at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and your specialist provision for learners 11 to 16, how many students will you have at any one time?
Right, so we currently have 52 on our roll. We have capacity for 55. All of our students are placed, or the space is commissioned by the local authority. So Torbay is the local authority that we work directly with, and they identify... the need for a student to have a specialist provision with us.
And beforehand, would students have been educated in mainstream schools? And I know, talk me through the history of the site, because you're based opposite Oldwell, aren't you, on Torquay Road, just the history of the academies that were there before. You were Torbay School, and then people might remember the site for being Mayfield School a while ago.
Yeah, that's right. We started off as Mayfield School several years ago. So if you visit the school, you'll notice that the corridors are quite wide because Mayfield specialised in physical disablement. And then it shifted over to Torbay, which is quite well known in the community. And then we were taken on by Catch 22, a multi-academy trust based in Kent, and we became Brunel Academy. And although we are now still an academy, we've rebranded, renamed ourselves Brunel School. We're now part of the Special Partnership Trust.
Okay, and where did Brunel originate? I know we got the Brunel connection round here in Torbay. Is that because of that? Does the school... the question is, does the school reflect the values of... the great Brunel himself, is that why, using his name?
Yeah, I think so. I think that it's been several years that we've been called Brunel, and I think the reason we've kept that is because it's quite well known within the community, and it's well known with our students as well. We did put a bit of a poll out there, and our students voted to keep Brunel. Yeah. So that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to reflect their wishes and maintain that uh-huh. Brunel community that we are. You know, we're a team, we're a community in our school, and we wanted to keep that Brunel alive.
Community is strong. That's why you've come in today as well, to say how you're going to integrate into the community, and maybe the community can get involved more. I know there's been some fundraising and some wonderful projects that your students are getting involved in. And again, it's just interesting the fact you've gone back to school from the term academy, because it was, in my day, it was all schools and it's all become academies, and people listening will have their students and went to academies themselves. Is there any difference of that? You mentioned the name change. Just mention again why you changed back to school rather than academy.
So we're very lucky to be part of a trust who have all their schools have a shared intent and a shared impact, but the way in which we implement the work that we do within the school is very much geared at school level. So it reflects the context of our students. So it gives school leaders the opportunity to really do things in a way that meets the needs of the students of that specific school. So to move away from academy, which infers that every school within the trust will have the same processes, the same policies, we have that element of independence. And so we're celebrating that really by using the term school.
That's great. Yeah, thank you for clarifying that again. 12 minutes past 12. It's Ben and Vicky from Brunel School in Paignton, and we'll talk a little bit more in a moment. Let's break for some music. Vanessa Amorosi and Absolutely Everybody. Vanessa Amorosi and Absolutely Everybody on Riviera FM. Indeed, everybody across Torbay and South Devon, welcome along this afternoon. It's coming up to 17 minutes past 12. David Hammond on Good Morning South Devon for this Thursday up to 1 o'clock. In the studio with Ben and Vicky from the Brunel School in Paignton. They've introduced themselves and told us about Brunel School. But tell us a little bit more about community involvement, and basically you've, for the want of a better phrase, rebranded yourself, and we talked about you've become a school rather than an academy. Talk us through again some of your, you've got some new values, or you're raising awareness all about that. It's a completely new look and a completely new outlook, isn't it?
It is. So a lot of work from April onwards, last academic year, was around really understanding who we were, who we would be as part of the new trust, and reflecting the trust values, but actually identifying values that we need for our young people and for our families, because we work very closely in partnership with families, and so it was very important that we created a set of values that would guide our day-to-day work, and frame the way that we talk to each other and the relationships we have with families, within the school, with the staff and so forth. And our kind of guiding value really is around love. And it's about cherishing childhood, supporting childhood, being a warm and nurturing space, a place where people want to be because they feel happy and comfortable. And when we get that right, it means that we can move children that are often feeling anxious, or you know, suffering from anxiety or worried about what is going to take place at school. We can move them from almost that frightening state of not being able to learn to a position where they're actually comfortable and are they can open themselves up to actually making progress on an educational level as well. So it's all about availability, so having available adults to support that process, to support that nurturing, to make them feel welcome. We're a very inclusive school, very diverse school in terms of needs. So whilst we have SEMH as our primary need for our students, there are other special educational needs that we're supporting as well. And one of our biggest values really as a school is that of compassion and safeguarding. So a lot of our staff have actually had the same experiences as our students have in terms of lived experiences, so have a real understanding, a real compassion about what children need and what relationships need to be nurtured. And of course, as in every school setting, safeguarding's at the heart of what we're doing as well. It's key to what we do at the school.
A very self-welcoming place that people, students, want to come to, look forward to coming to, by the sound of it.
That's the plan.
Yeah. I imagine a whole range of diverse activities, unlike a mainstream school, catered to specific needs, etc. And is there still, they still go towards, is there like exam-based systems, that sort of thing, or are you more practical, vocational?
It's a little bit of everything, very personalised to the student. Some students will thrive in terms of examination processes. Others find that, you know, that that's a little more difficult. But we have exam streams open to our students, so we do have GCSEs available to students. We also have functional skills available, and we have a vocational programme as well. So we do have on site, actually, we're really lucky, have a professional catering kitchen. So they're learning life skills within the kitchen and also employability skills as they go.
I know you want to talk a bit about work experience as well and how the community can become involved. But tell us about some of the student achievements. That's what you're here today to talk about as well. And there's some great things going on by the sound of it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're super proud of all of our students. We hope that we can support them to achieve something every day at Brunel, but also in the wider community as well. We're really proud of those that go out, and we've got a lot of students who are joining clubs, rugby clubs, football clubs. We're really, really proud of one particular student in particular who I'll mention, Ben Jenner. He's took it upon himself with the help of Sound Communities over the summer to cycled 230 miles over 3 days, and that was in aid of mental health, suicide prevention, prostate and testicular cancer. So as a pupil of Brunel, we're extremely proud of him, and we think that that really demonstrates what our young people can actually achieve and what they're capable of if they put their mind to it.
Excellent, sounds great. Yeah, and I should imagine there's more projects going on. Do you do the regimented or the usual term times? So you've just gone back now for a new term, September. I guess you go September to Christmas and the usual term times.
Yeah, indeed, it is normal term times, but we do provide a wraparound provision in the sense that our safeguarding umbrella really ensures that we're keeping in touch with families over the holiday periods as well. We have staff who do work 52 weeks a year to ensure we can carry out home visits and welfare checks on our students during those periods, because sometimes holiday periods can be quite challenging for some of our students.
And again, 16, you're not 16 plus, so again, but I'm sure students are equipped then to go on from there, whether in terms of education or hopefully again into the workplace. That would be a feasible route and a route you're looking at as well.
Absolutely. So we do have a dedicated careers lead at the school. We have a good relationship with South Devon College. In fact, we yesterday evening held a South Devon College meet and greet evening. In fact, we shared a cream tea, which was rather lovely. So really making those links from an early point in year 11 for our students to know what opportunities are available to them. And of course, we do offer in year 11 a work experience programme. And in terms of our community links on that basis, actually, it would be wonderful to hear from organisations. It could be retail, it could be beauty, it could be construction, but opportunities for our students to have a work experience placement in year 11. It'd be great to hear from any listeners that think they could provide one of our students with an opportunity.
Okay, yeah, great. We'll talk a little bit more, and then you can give the contact details if people are listening, think they can help or get involved, and you can tell us maybe how people can get involved more from the community with the school. For now, Ben and Vicky, thank you very much. You're listening to Riviera FM. Good morning, South Devon, with David Hammond, 23 minutes past 12.
Torbay's only truly local radio station.
107.9 Riviera FM.
Chris Rea and Let's Dance bring the time almost round to 12:30 on this now sunny Thursday afternoon, and Ben and Vicky from Brunel School in Paignton are still with me. We were talking there about projects you want to do and getting the community involved, and maybe local businesses as well. You're saying if people are out there that want to provide work experience opportunities, you'd be very welcome to hear from them, and local businesses as well. How could they help and come involved? Because I know you want to do many different activities, hands-on activities, etc. So maybe you're looking for materials or export guidance, anything at all like that.
Yeah, we have a great opportunity at the moment to develop our site much further. We've just had some lovely investment into the school in terms of a complete redecoration. Doors, windows have all been replaced. We've got a new gym on site. A library is being built at the moment. So all of these things have improve provision for the children. It's now time for us to develop our outdoor provision. We are lucky enough to have an outside pitch area, but we're quite limited in the little space that we have. But we do have an area that we're going to try to develop so that our students can take part in some horticultural activities. So it'd be great if anybody's got equipment or products that will help us develop that area into a, you know, a space that children would enjoy being in and being outside. So that's one area. And as I mentioned before, we're really excited about having the opportunity to provide our students with wider work experience opportunities. And at the same time, our students would be able to offer something back. So looking really for volunteering opportunities for our students that may include skills such as gardening or outdoor activities that you may like some support with. So really would be interested to hear from our community about what opportunities they have that both the community and our students can benefit from.
And if people like what they've heard today, yes, it's of interest to them, how can they get in touch? What would be the best way to find out more really about the school as well and to get in touch with you?
Absolutely, it'd be great to hear from you. You can email us at admin@brunelschool.org. You can give us a call, it's 01803 665 522, or you can visit our brand new website that we've just developed by visiting www.brunelschool.org.
Thank you. Thank you for your time today. Thank you for coming in. I wish you all the very best. And I will keep in touch. See if there's any events and things coming up, let me know and we
Absolutely.
Can talk about. Maybe I can come out and have a look at the school as well and talk to some of the
Absolutely.
Students. And any other big student events coming up? Any other, you mentioned the young gentleman doing the cycling before. Anything else in the pipeline at the moment? I'm sure he's inspired many people for many similar kind of things.
Indeed. We've got students, as I say, who actually this week have just been recruited to county level football and rugby, so that's really exciting Brilliant. From our point of view. And we're trying to build a bigger picture of our students around the community, around the school site, so that our students are seen as as whole people, which incorporates home life and social life, and I think the sports that they might be participating in the community.
Yep. Thank you for your time. Sounds wonderful. Keep in touch. And we'll hear from you again. That's Vicky and Ben from Brunel School in Paignton.
Thanks for having us.
Torbay's only truly local radio station. 107.9.